From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A scientist who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970 has died at the age of 95. Norman Borlaug was a pioneer of the so-called Green Revolution, which boosted production of rice and wheat in some of the poorest parts of the world. Dan Charles reports.
Norman Borlaug was born on a farm in Iowa. When he was 30 years old, the Rockefeller Foundation asked him to work at a small agricultural research station in Mexico, and Borlaug spent most of the rest of his life in that country. During the 1940s and 50s, he led a successful effort to breed new, high-yielding varieties of wheat and to get those seeds into the hands of farmers. The new seeds caught on, first in Mexico and then in the 1960s and 70s across much of Asia. Together with more irrigation and more fertilizer, they produced dramatically bigger harvests. In the decades since he received the Nobel Peace Prize, Borlaug worked to bring a similar green revolution to Africa. But success there has been harder to achieve. Dan Charles, Washington.
President Obama took his health care pitch to a rally in Minneapolis Saturday. At least 15,000 people showed up. And as Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports, the president asked for help.
While the president's speech varied little in substance from his address to Congress on Wednesday night, it felt more like a campaign stop. Mr. Obama is working to take hold of an issue that has stirred passion in both parties. He told the audience the bill faces tough resistance.
Minnesota, we are closer to reform than we've ever been before, but this is the hard part. This is when the special interests and the insurance companies and the folks who think, you know, there's a good way to bring Obama down. This is when they're going to fight with everything they've got.
There were a handful of protesters outside of the event. Some said his health care plan would increase the nation's debt. Others want a single-payer, government-run health care system. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in Minneapolis.
Back in Washington, tens of thousands marched on Saturday to express their dissatisfaction with the administration's health care plans and to protest government spending in general. Gary McLeod is from Chicago.
I'm here because I want my country back. I believe that after a showing like this, I think our president and Congress, those people right down here on Capitol Hill, should take notice.
Organizers say the event was built on growing concern over tax policies, economic stimulus spending, and bank bailouts. The Obama administration is reportedly preparing new rules on detainees in Afghanistan. The Washington Post and New York Times say the new guidelines would give hundreds of prisoners being held by the U.S. military the right to challenge their detentions. Meanwhile, election officials in Afghanistan are due to meet Sunday to work out details about when to announce full results of the presidential elections. President Hamid Karzai has a majority of votes, but reports of fraud continue. This is NPR News. An emotional memorial service was held at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles Saturday for the two firefighters who died battling the massive wildfire in the mountains north of the city. A fire bell was rung in the traditional way to signal that a firefighter is down. Vice President Joe Biden was among the speakers. He praised the courage of their wives.
Kathy and Lori knew every time their husbands walked out the door to report for duty, they knew every time that it was a risk.
The wildfire is still burning, but it's now more than 80% contained. The British government has confirmed that police are investigating the UK's internal and external security agencies after separate allegations of torture. Larry Miller reports from London.
The British Foreign Office instructed Scotland Yard to investigate the treatment of a foreign national who claims he was detained and tortured by the External Intelligence Service, MI6. Foreign Secretary David Miliband says there cannot be further comment until the facts are known, but he insists the government condemns torture. This is the second such investigation referred to Scotland Yard. It's already looking into the claims of former Guantanamo detainee and UK resident Binyam Mohammed. He says MI5, the internal intelligence agency, was complicit in his alleged torture by the CIA. The U.S. accused Mohammed of having links to Al-Qaeda, but he was never charged. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.